Okay, guys. Late recording. It's Elizabeth Diamond. Diamonds Forever 30-Minute World News Update and Intel. And this is April 24th of 2014. Starting a little bit late because I thought I was recording, and now I have to start again because I wasn't. So sorry about that, guys. A little blip. Blip, blip. We'll get over the blip. So welcome. Today is 4/24/2014. A shout-out thank you to IQD Calls and DinarGurusNews.com. This is reference number 133 pound. To listen to the recording right after the call, you can dial 209-255-1099, PIN number 883267 pound, and then reference number 133 pound. All right. So let's see. Missy Hill, we had her on. She talked about the April-March energies. April-May, energies. It was awesome. So that's reference number 132. You can listen to that on the recorded call. A special call I did on the Malaysia Airline 370, which you really want to listen to, and listen to this scenario. I truly believe it'll be exciting news when we see them come back. I believe they're alive. Reference number 128 pound. And there's two blogs I did to go with this special call on the Diamonds Forever, Diamonds with an S Forever, 31.blogspot.com. So if you go there and you put on the search bar, Families of Malaysia Airline, you'll find those two blogs. You really, if you want to get the whole story. Okay, and then you can also find the Diamonds links, all the calls that we've done on the Diamonds call for the news and extended Saturday calls on the blog. The links are, we started the Diamond call back on 10/13/2012, and all the calls are on the blog spot. There's four different blogs, and those blogs are dated for March 7th, 2014. If you like to listen to any recorded calls on the computer. Otherwise, you can call the recorded line. All right, let's see. Get started with the news. Sorry, guys. Oh, goodness. All right. We're going to start with Russia and Putin and Obama and all that's going on there. It's revving up. You've seen that President Obama sent some paratroopers to do exercises there around Russia along with some other NATO countries doing the same thing. Please don't get in fear. Stay in neutrality. But it's deepening. The plot is deepening. So things are going on. Putin just today announced that Russia's Putin calls the internet a CIA project, which it is. It's kind of Big Brother, you know. He's telling the truth. And Putin's a good guy. And they've gotten their own money now. You know, it's not been on our mass media. They're backing away from the Federal Reserve Bank and all the bad guys. And also, they announced this week that they are not going to accept planting GMO foods this year. They're delaying it. They recently delayed it. Now, those two signs tell you Russia's not being bad. They're paradigm shifting, right? And it'll come to the USA. It is. We see signs. But the USA is the last stronghold, I propose to you, you know, of the bad guys' house of cards falling down. And then also that plane that went around and around 12 times to that ship, the USA ship, the Russia plane, it wasn't in the USA news. Well, they said it on mainstream media that it just went around, but they didn't tell you that it froze up some programs in the computers in that ship, that plane going around, did something. So I wanted to bring that forth. All right, we're going to talk about, let's go to Benjamin Fulford. Sorry, guys. Straight down this way. Benjamin Fulford, April 21st. Cabal split, unable to act despite deadline. I'll just read some few things. It is now clear that the cabal, the bad guys, that has ruled the West is in disarray and is unable to act despite a very real surrender deadline given to them. The European power brokers like the Pope and the Queen support world peace and a campaign to end poverty and stop environmental destruction. However, Rockefeller, Bush, and the other American oligarchs are acting like deer frozen in the headlights, unable or unwilling to take action. The same can be said of the heads of the Pentagon and the agencies. Let there be no doubt about it. The United States of America has degenerated into a rogue nation ruled by Satan-worshipping gangsters, as is Benjamin Fulford, and it is the black hole from which most of the world's misery emerges. And it's the last stronghold to hold out. Okay, but we'll get there. So let's just go down to the end of that. And this is on the blog, so you can read it all. He goes on to talk about, you know, there's 35 states so far, and it's growing that are something, a constitutional convention by the states to get back to the laws of the Constitution. The United States is doing that, 35 states, let me, this will take less than 30 seconds to read, okay. 35 states so far, it's growing. Governors of 35 states have filed suit against the federal government for imposing unlawful burdens upon them. It only takes 38 of the 50 states to convene a constitutional convention. This will take less than 30 seconds, okay. So that's kind of what they're doing in the U.S. And Benjamin also sent a link in his blog he wrote that he read. It said, did Michigan just trigger constitutional convention? Question mark. So we'll look at that. What are you doing? Let me turn it on. I'm sorry, guys.
I got it. I know how.
It's on. Sorry, guys, for the interruption, for the rudeness. All right, on, here we go.
Shut the door, Josh.
All right. So, Alabama, exclusive, inmates, here's the inmates standing up. Inmates to strike in Alabama declare prison is running a slave empire. Well, we know that, and they're doing something about it. Let's see what they're doing. They're standing up like a lot of people all around the world. Now this is going to be slow. And we know about the Mr. Bundy case going on. We'll keep a close eye on that. Let me go forward. It's being slow. So exclusive this week came out. This week an exclusive came out. Inmates to strike in Alabama declare prison is running a slave empire. That's true. And they're standing up about that. All right. Sorry, guys. And all right, then a Supreme Court somewhere. Let me find that one. Well, I'll find it. Let's go on. Let's do the chore boys thing. Okay, this is really great. Smart meters. If you don't know about smart meters, they're on your house. They've been putting them on in the houses for a while now, and they emit very, very, very bad energies for you. They're killing us slowly, smart meters. Some have fought back and had a really tough fight to get their smart meters taken off and not being able to take them off, and it's just been a headache. But I have found, not I, but I listened, somebody brought it forth this week, an awesome thing that you can use to put on your smart meter that's really simple, and use those bad energies and turn them into good energies for you. Not just take the energy away, but turn it into good energy for you. It has to do with quantum physics and science and all that, but check it out. This is what you call turning the bad around for good for those who love God, or we love ourselves, right? And we're going into the house of cards, the bad guys' world, and they're helping us, and so to speak. So go to Walmart, the big corporation Walmart store. Buy yourself a bag of Chore Boys that are about $1, $1.50. Chore Boys are scrubbies that you scrub your pots and pans with. Be sure you look on the package and just make sure that they're made out of copper. Take one of them scrubbies out of the box, spread it apart like a hairnet, put it around your smart meter, which is outside your house somewhere, and like those little ground meters that you can look on there. It doesn't hurt nothing, but that copper changes that energy and turns it around for good. Gives you good energies in your house. Since I've done that, I've had vivid dreams. It's just awesome. Some people are spreading them apart, making them that hairnet, and wearing them in their house as hats because, you know, all the energies around us are causing dis-ease in us and then later on disease, right? All the electricity in our house and then the telephone poles, our phone, our computer. So, Chore Boys, check it out. And Don't forget to unplug your computer router every night. Turn off your cell phone or put it in another room because they have those energies. And take Epsom salt baths. There's another one. You can go to Corporation Walmart and get a $4 bag of Epsom salts. Put a cup of Epsom salts in your bath, soaking it for 20 minutes. Takes all those stress energies out of your body so you don't get dis-ease in your body. And, you know, you don't take care of that and take care of yourself and love yourself. You soon get disease from that dis-ease in your body. So I want to bring that forward. Chore Boys, okay, guys? Copper. Look for the copper ingredient. We're running a little late. I talked about 20 minutes, did the news, and I wasn't recording it. Sorry, guys. So, all right, now down we go. Kind of collaborated because they're all. Georgia passes a gun bill. That's a big news that Georgia passes the gun bill this week. Now let me find that. I'm having a little bit of slowness tonight because a big blooper I did. So let me find that. That was good to read. Bear with me, you guys. Oh, come on, Elizabeth. All right. Georgia passes a gun bill where they can all, you know, wear guns on their belts, but this bill makes it where they can bring it into more public places, including churches, if churches want to allow it, including bars and government places that don't have checkpoints. So it's kind of like a win for the people, even though we're going into peace and no war. As far as our consciousness is expanding now, at least that's a win for the people, you know, for security and, you know, a little bit of freedom to carry guns in a more expanded way. All right. So now, sorry guys. I wish I could find that. Let's read about the Cardinal Grand Cross, where we're in now. These are four planets that are aligned. Pluto, Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, right now above us. They carry high, high energies and transformations, major transformations in all aspects of our life. So I just want to kind of review that. With Pluto, the energies and the transformations in us and our world will refer to major transformations, all systems, politics, government, corporations, leaders, lifestyles. You know, I believe April and May, and we'll be seeing some big stuff coming up here, you guys. This is the lull. It's a long lull, April and May, but we're getting there. Mars, with the Mars lineup, major changes. Volatility justice, truth, transparency, relationships, and marriage. Fighting for a cause. Explosions, not, you know, explosions and social stuff. Major expansion out of head and into heart. Service for humanity. Emotional intelligence. Heart is home. And Uranus, major quantum shifts. Societal freedom, rebellion, revolutions, awakened visions, conscious desires, unity in our I Am diversity. And there's another one I wanted to bring about that too. Where's that? Right now, Cardinal Grand Cross, until April 24th, the planets will be at their tightest. The cross will be at its most distinct, and a solar eclipse follows on April 29th. Now, this is important. It tells us clues what's going to go on with us in our world. The Cardinal Grand Cross and solar eclipse. When four planets are 90 degrees apart in the sky, we have a Grand Cross. Basically, it is two oppositions and four squares. We are calling this the Cardinal Grand Cross because the planets in question are in cardinal signs. They are the movers, the doers, the action signs. The planets in place now deal with very intimate changes. Aries, who we are, Libra, how we relate. Okay, Aries, who we are, Libra, how we relate to others, Cancer, our home and roots, and Capricorn, work and duty. Right now, April 24th, the planets will be at their tightest. That's today. The cross will be at its most distinct. A solar eclipse follows on April 29th in Taurus, the sign of stability and grounding. Since these planets, we're getting ready for big disclosures because we're getting grounded, stability. You know, we're seeing all the bad stuff going on, and we're seeing the good side, and we're kind of like putting that all together and getting ourselves settled and grounded for the big stuff. Okay, guys? Okay, since these planets are in cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, anyone with personal planets, natal planets in those signs, will be more likely to feel the pull of this Grand Cross more. Again, I urge everyone not to stick on the concept of the bad possibilities. Remember instead the kind of change that can boost us further to make major internal changes that reflect outward positive changes. What old patterns do you need to stop, and what helpful patterns do you need to reinforce in your life? Use it. Don't complain about it, and don't fear it. Okay, and it goes on, but I won't read no more of that. Let's go back here to the news. Okay. Well, here's one more on the... Oh, this is the one I just read. Okay, let's listen to this. This is prophesying, this commercial. It's prophesying the changes in us. And it's an internet commercial. Oh, let me find the one I wanted. Of course. Oh, Lord, I'm having trouble tonight, you guys. I'm so sorry. It was the cat one. Well, we'll do this one. It's a minute long. Cisco commercial, tomorrow starts here. Listen to the wording and think about your changes, your DNA changes, your spiritual, emotional, physical changes going into the golden age, and our world changes. They're prophesying some things here. Let's take a listen. Let me get it set up here. Okay, now how come I don't have sound? Oh, Lord. Can I push mute? Woo! Now, when you hear internet, think of yourself, inner self, internet, your heart, inside. There's lots of changes going on inside of us, internet. And as those changes inside of us happen, we are a collective consciousness. then the things outside of us happen, our world. So, here we go.
The next big thing isn't a thing at all. What if the next big thing isn't a thing at all? It's lots of things, all waking up. Becoming part of the global phenomenon we call the Internet of Everything. Trees talk to networks, talk to scientists about climate change. Cars talk to road systems, talk to stoplights about traffic efficiency. The ambulance will talk to patient records and talk to doctors about saving lives. It's going to be amazing and exciting, and maybe, most remarkably, not that far away. The next big thing, we're going to wake the world up and watch with eyes wide as it gets to work. Cisco, tomorrow starts here.
Okay, I thought that was kind of short, sweet, says it all. There's another one out there. I'll find that for Saturday's call. Okay, oh, let me just run through this. And we know we got to watch the Bundy thing go on, that rancher in Las Vegas. They're trying to smear him at what he said. I don't know, but we're just going to intend and be in the neutral zone that all things are going to turn out all for the good of all. So that's all the news I have tonight, you guys. Be sure to turn in Saturday extended call at 1 p.m. Central when we have Larry Bazell, and we'll be talking about neutrality, which is very important to stay in this day. You will have a magical ride with yourself if you can get to the sense of neutrality, feeling neutrality and bringing neutrality out of you in every situation in your life. We'll talk about that on Saturday. And amongst all other things, Larry Bazell is a bazell full of lots of stuff. So you'll enjoy that. Let me ask the audience if they have any news or any questions they want to bring in at this time. Let me clear the room. Hold on. Okay, if anybody wants to come in and ask a question or anything, star 6 to unmute. I said the news literally twice tonight, so excuse me, you guys, because I forgot to unmute myself, and I didn't. And so I sit here talking and not recording. So, you know, I think I started the recording now. So this is reference number 134, I'm sure, instead of 133, because 133 is going to be silent. So this is reference 134. When you dial the recorded line, 209-255-1099, and then the PIN 883267 pound. And then this is the last call, so you don't even actually have to dial in 134 pound. Just dial the pound sign when it asks for the reference call. You'll always get the last call that we've done. All right, let me turn this recording off. Blessings of love, peace, and joy turning into bliss for you. Okay? So I'll turn the recording off and see if anybody wants to come in then.